This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. Can you guess the top five most popular worship songs during the COVID-19 pandemic? FaithLife recently did a survey on this very topic, and the answers may surprise you. Stay tuned to hear more.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvelle.com. That's Bob, Sauvelle.com. /our-eyes-r-on-you.
If you had to guess the top five most popular worship songs during the COVID-19 pandemic, what would they be? FaithLife Proclaim recently provided data from a study they did of this very topic. FaithLife identified the most sung worship songs and popular lyrics among churches of all sizes and denominations across the country. They started it since the coronavirus lockdowns began in the United States. Of the 33 songs FaithLife identified, they discovered that the five most popular were 1. It Is Well With My Soul by Horatio Spafford, 2. Great Is Thy Faithfulness by Thomas Obadiah Chisholm, 3. No Longer Slaves by Jonathan and Melissa Helser, 4. Raise a Hallelujah, again by Jonathan and Melissa Helser, and 5. See a Victory by Chris Brown, Ben Fielding, Jason Ingram, and Stephen Furtick. Several key words or phrases showed up time and again in these worship songs. Those keywords included the word will, which appeared 183 times total, the word victory, which showed up 53 times, and then various names of God, such as God, Lord, Jesus, and Christ. FaithLife founder and CEO Bob Pritchett says this about the results. It's inspiring to see how the popular song choices and lyrics therein among churches reflect themes of trust, faith, and praise, even though the world is experiencing unprecedented hardship. The Lord is working throughout this difficult time, and it's evident based on the worship song choices among churches that Christians in this country believe that to be true and are trusting Him to carry us through this pandemic. End quote. What do you think about these results, listeners? Tell us what your favorite worship song has been the last few months. Tag us on Twitter with your answer, at CPN Shows. Tune in next time. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.